We all make mistakes. For instance, today you're listening to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Hocus.
Morbidly obese.
Cliff and Kendall.
Just try. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Oh, dear.
Twister. Cliff.
Hey, Kendall.
Sorry, I'm so full of rage.
Now, here's the thing. I haven't had as much occasion to drive since we've been on this world tour talking about rye.
Uh-huh.
But whenever I did drive back in the States, I could get in a rage before I got out of the driveway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm working up my comments on it, Cliff.
Sing it, sister.
I get so angry when I'm behind the wheel and I'm yelling at everybody. You know, I don't want to like offend anybody listening to Busheltown, but the drivers in Busheltown are not the best, and they know it. They know it. It was voted the worst place to drive in America, and
by the citizens of Busheltown.
Yes, they know it. They know it. And so I just get so angry and I yell at people. And you know, Shovel Street. I just want to drive through people's yards when I get so angry.
I have accidentally flipped off so many people that I know.
That was not an accident.
And work with, and buy groceries from.
Yes, you flipped me off many times on the street.
No, when driving, when they do something stupid, like go really slow. But anyway, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on, as we said, in Busheltown, Rye 99.
Rye
99. 4 a.m. Sunday morning.
That's us.
If you're wondering who
that's
is
where
it,
you can listen to.
That's us.
And we're so excited. We're coming to you from the land of Oz this week.
The real Oz.
Yes, like the one the movies were based on.
I did not know until we went on this global rye tour that Oz was based on a place called Oz.
Stupid. Everybody knows that, Cliff.
Well, pardon me if they left that out of those PBS documentaries about Judy Garland.
Well, they had too much to talk about with
Kiss
Judy Garland.
My grits.
We're sitting right here next to the real Yellow Brick Road.
And it's really real and really yellow brick.
It's beautiful.
I can't keep my eyes off of it.
I just want to look around at all the poppies.
I had the best nap in that field of poppies this afternoon. And which, the weirdest thing, okay, I was asleep in that field of poppies, right? Mm-hmm. I was laying there and they were wafting around me and it was just a magical moment. Mm-hmm. But then I woke up and came to the booth and what are those like weird rolled up sock things that are like they're outside the booth, Cliff, sticking out from under the booth?
Have you not heard what happened?
No.
Well, I'm afraid to even say it. I'm afraid we might get arrested somehow here in Oz. Charles set up our booth.
Yeah.
Right on top of this poor woman. It's not funny, Cliff. It's not funny.
Our glass booth on top of a wall.
He didn't even notice. He was like putting it up and I don't know, something with, you know how like when we do the parades, it's like up on a higher tower.
Yeah.
And he's putting it together. I don't know, he left out some bolts and the whole thing just fell and collapsed right on this woman. And he decided that, well, we're on the ground level now. Forget it, you know. Now we don't have to go up the stairs to get in the booth. And this
doesn't
poor woman,
he know the future is female?
No, he doesn't. So this poor woman is just dead under the booth. It's really not funny. Question.
It
it's
really
sad.
Is. You know how
any
people...
moment if somebody comes along the other road, we're gonna ask him for help.
You know how people just laugh when they don't know what else, when they really just want to cry.
We're really at a loss. I know. I don't really know what to do. But
and we're all so stressed out on this tour. We're like the Rolling Stones. I don't know what city we're in. Hello, Cleveland.
I know you wake up and you're in a new city and you just don't know what's going on anymore.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. And this is a show about rage.
And we are. We're just full of anger.
Excuse us,
dear Mr. Snot. Bottom, did you see these beautiful pumps I found outside?
Oh,
dear. Look at those red shoes.
Those are so sparkling and lovely. They rival the sparkle in your eyes, dear.
Oh, dear. Please go on, dear.
Oh, Sugarlump, I've never seen you looking more beautiful than in those red, ruby red shoes.
No, well, thank you. Thank you, dear.
I like them. They sparkle kind of like RuPaul might wear them.
And they go with your shirt?
They do.
They're a beautiful color red. But anyway,
they match the sequins on your shirt.
They were just laying there next to those black and white shriveled up things, dear.
Oh, no.
That is a woman.
Oh, no. Maybe we shouldn't go there. No. Maybe the less said, the better.
Okay, you're right. Anyway, well, what are you guys up to?
Oh, Buzz, the most peculiar thing just happened to Mrs.
You're never going to believe this, dear. Never.
And we were taking the children, Fonky and Opie. We were right down the yellow brick road there, and we thought, what better time than to put up a scarecrow?
Where's a beautiful cornfield, boys?
There was a field, and Fonky kept saying, crow, no crow, and it was her telling us to build a scarecrow, Buzz. She's a genius, genius
level. Well, that sounds like a fun thing to do as a family.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, quite right. It was a wonderful thing.
So we stuffed a few of your old clothes, Canterbury, with some newspaper.
Where'd you find all that newspaper? That's like four New York Times boxes worth of newspaper.
It was in a large pile beneath a dumpster, Buzz.
Oh, that makes sense. But yeah, anyway, we stuffed all the clothes full of newspapers, and we put it up on the stake, and what happened? But
what?
This scarecrow just woke up and started dancing away, dear.
What?
Which way did he go?
Both ways.
Yes, he went both ways, but it was
a
very queer sight to see, Buzz.
That sounds incredibly weird.
Are we living a weird news?
I know.
Item.
Now. I know what's going on anymore.
That's all we're gonna say about that, Buzz. Come on, come along, dear. I think we should go pick some apples down the road.
That's wonderful, Dad. Wonderful apples. That sounds like a great idea.
Crockpot, get my apple picking basket.
Now
I'm scared the scarecrow's on the loose. Come after it.
Now, surely they mixed up their medication or something.
I'm sure they have. You know, bowel medication looks just like opioids. I'm just so angry. I'm sorry.
Please tell me how to keep this anger away. How do the listeners, do you ever just feel like you're going to have to kill somebody? And
I feel like that all the time.
Isn't that awful? Don't we want to not feel that
it
way?
It is awful. I always think like I really do feel like internally when you feel like that. You're doing damage to your body. Like things
bad
are,
news.
It's bad news. Here's some ways that you can get rid of anger. Try to be more calm and peaceful and more Buddha-like.
Okay.
Like have a belly like this.
Done. You know, in high school, I was voted most Buddha-like.
You were voted a lot of things.
But. Most likely to Buddha.
Buddha. Sorry. But why don't you just get a mug? It's called a Keep Calm mug.
Oh.
And you can personalize it with whatever, like, Keep Calm quote you want. Yeah, just stay tuned to the show. You might hear some.
Do you mean one that says, like, keep calm and do this other thing?
It could be that, or it could just be a regular old quote from Buddha.
Just say anything Buddha said.
But then when you're drinking your coffee, because that's usually when I'm the most angry, when I'm sitting and drinking coffee over it, like when I work over at the Potter Butter Turn Center for the Arts and as a stage manager, I just get so angry and people like tearing down sets and I'm just like drinking my coffee and so mad, and then you reach your little mug there and there. The Zen moment.
What a Zen moment. Sounds amazing.
Yeah? What, you have any tips on getting rid of that anger?
No.
Or are you just staying angry?
I'm just staying angry. But no, but I want to ask you, other than throwing a hard drive,
that's getting there.
That's the number one mm-hmm. thing to do if you're angry, throw a hard drive, preferably a friend's hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, have you ever done anything out of anger that you think, wow, that was funny and I should tell it on the air?
Let's see. Now, I have
time for us to wonder. You paused long enough for me to get a song queued up.
I know. I thought if I don't hurry up and come up with something, there's going to be a song.
He's going to start.
Nothing as funny as throwing a hard drive. Nothing will ever live up to that, so I don't even know why I try. But I have gotten so angry that I had a real, like, movie moment that I kind of laughed at myself as I did it and after I did it.
Yeah.
Where I had all this stuff on my desk. And I had the moment where I looked, I thought, nothing here is really breakable or valuable. And in a fit of anger, with people sitting there in front of me, I just, like, threw everything off the desk. And as I did, I thought, I feel like I'm in a an 80s, like, movie. And they're like, Kendall's lost his mind. But I did that, and then I immediately laughed about it. But that's about as close as I've come to throwing a hard drive.
That's good. That's good. The thing I can remember is when I was a teenager once, I thought it was just real lame to be told to do chores, guys.
Uh-huh.
And for a lot of reasons, and I had some justifiable reasons, not all, but some.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't go into that part. But one day I was just real mad, and they were trying to make me clean the bathroom. And so I thought, I'll show them. And some little, like, ceramic, you know, bowl or something that was sitting there, I thought, whoops, that broke. And I smashed it against the countertop. And I just was like, I'm so sorry, it slipped. Maybe I used too much Windex. You know, they say characters, what you do when no one's watching.
Well, now something I thought about that I didn't really do.
Yeah.
Is
oh God, so many.
One of the sets, they had this like toilet that was part of the set, and it was just sitting there. It's a fake toilet, not connected to anything. It was just sitting there, and I thought, I just want to go up and take a big shit and just leave it, and somebody would find it. They're like, who took a shit in this toilet? I was like, just out of complete anger. Luckily, I did.
I heard a story about someone, not me, that. Went crazy one day.
A friend.
They just went crazy one day. I'm not going to say their name. They just went nuts one day, Kendall, and they peed into this squirt bottle, and they just squirted everything in sight. And even as they did it, they thought, am I really doing this? But they just kept on because they'd already begun, and that was just what was happening.
Well, that friend sounds crazy.
Don't sounds like a nut to me. Sounds like a damn nut. Oh. And it makes me ask, are you talking to me? Nut?
Oh, are you talking to me? Me, 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 me. All right, Cliff, here's one for you.
Okay.
Old age. It's the only disease, Mr. Thompson, that you don't look forward to being cured of.
That was Mr. Thompson's opus.
No, that was Mr. Bernstein that said in Citizen Kane.
Oh.
I went way back, Cliff. I went back to the classics.
Went back to the Wayback Machine. Mm. Bitch. Okay. Here we go.
Bitch.
I'm sorry. Do you have some prior commitment? Some hideous skirt convention you have to go to? Usually when they say that to us, they say some fat blob convention.
Oh, who wore a hideous skirt? I don't know. Ace Ventura.
That was it. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective Part 2, Breaking Wind or whatever. No. It was The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
Way more.
Way more sense. All right. For half a second, I was like, what? I thought I was the luckiest person in the world.
It was immediately followed by, do not go in there.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh, whoa. I think I watched it last night, Kendall.
No, it wasn't Dirk Diggler.
Oh, while I whip this out, that has to be. Oh, To Kill a Mockingbird.
So close. Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay.
That was right before the...
Oh, whoa.
Mr. Snodbottom scene.
I'm sure that we can handle this situation maturely, just like the responsible adults that we are. Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Ace. No, Bruce Almighty.
No.
I want Jim Carrey.
Yeah. I think that Bruce Almighty is one of the worst.
Oh, I didn't say I liked it.
I thought
it sounded like some line that would be in there.
Sounded like an endorsement to me, Cal. That was The Naked Gun 2.5.
Oh, alright.
Alright.
Sorry, I heard Poopy. I could just picture Jim Carrey saying, Poopy Pants!
Oh, yeah. Someday maybe he'll remake it.
Oh,
When God created woman, he gave her not two breasts, but three. When the middle one got in the way, God performed surgery. Woman stood before God with the middle breast in hand and said, what do we do with the useless boob? And God created man.
I know this.
I know you know it. That's why I included it. This was a gift of love, this quote.
I'm not going to get this wrong. Hey, I don't care how long we have to sit here.
We'll just sit here.
There is a time. No, you can't sing that. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I can't. Let it go. What are we doing? We're bringing God creation. Oh, my God. I know it. What am I fucking
How does Red River Valley go?
Oh. You have to give me a hint.
Well, I'm trying to sing it, but now I really need you to sing that so I can hear it.
When I sit by my side, if you let me, I know what to haste and adieu. For when the Red River Valley. This is riveting.
Yeah, this is great.
Was that a Prairie Home Companion?
It was!
I could, like, hear the song, and I was like, I could hear John C. Reilly's voice, or I mean, Woody Harrelson's voice, but I couldn't, like, place it.
Oh. You placed it.
Thank you for letting me take the time to figure that out.
You're welcome. We are here for you, Kendall. We're rooting for you, not against you.
Well, I appreciate it. Click, 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 click.
All right. We'll be right back.
All right. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Look at that blue bunny, ain't he smart? He figured out a way to win a candy lover's heart. He sprinkled in a handful, then he sprinkled in some more, made a dandy candy flavor. Go get it at your store.
The Grand Ole Opry's Goo Goo Cluster Candy Bar inspired the bunny to mix chocolate ice cream, chocolate-coated peanuts, and swirls of caramel fudge and marshmallow to make Goo Goo Cluster ice cream. We're talking good licks.
How to eat a blue bunny, no trick to it. Open up a carton, dig in, and do it. Wells, better hop right to it.
What a great break. But I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back to the merry old land of Oz.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. There's something about this Ozian air. Oh, see?
Oh, no.
See?
Oh, Kendall, now, I'm sorry. Is that stuff on your side of the booth kind of messed up over there still?
Well, everything in this booth is messed up. Which part are you referring to?
Well, I'm in this over there on like on your chair and stuff because, oh my God, the weirdest thing happened last night when we first like had pulled the booth into the Yellow Brick Road.
The Oz parking lot.
And we set up in the Oz parking lot out there.
Uh-huh.
And I met this guy, this like short guy from like down, he lives like further down the Yellow Brick Road.
Uh-huh.
And his name is Peppermint. And but he's a member of like this biker gang. It's called the Lollipop Guild.
Uh-huh.
And so, but we came back in here and well, we had a little bit of that St. Patrick's Day sherry that we brought along on the trip with us, and one thing led to another.
Why don't you stop right there? I'd rather not know.
Okay.
What's happened in the booth?
Okay. But I'm wondering if Peppy, maybe it's love. I think it might be love.
Well, where's he at now?
I don't know.
Oh, I do remember that.
Hello, boys.
Oh, boys.
Oh, dear.
We've been through such a dramatic event.
I can't believe these things that keep happening to us.
Your hair is all messed up. What is that all over your pants?
I was so alarmed merely moments ago. My family, we were trying to pick some apples down the road, and oh, dear.
It was terrible. These trees started throwing apples at us.
I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
Oh, it was dreadful. Poor Mr. Snodbottom, poor thing, couldn't even hold his bowels.
Oh, you know, unlike me, that is, but...
Oh, that's so unusual. But trees throwing apples, what the hell is going on? Let's get you back to the real problem.
We're talking about bowel waste. And there are trees Come on, guys.
They didn't come after you, did they?
Buzz, haven't you heard of a tree root system, Buzz?
Well, I've never heard of a tree throwing apples either. No, I'm telling you, they couldn't move, dear, but they were throwing apples all over the place, right at us, dear.
One hit me in the shoulder, dear.
His whole shoulder is so bruised.
Oh, it's bruised,
well,
Buzz.
Okay, look, I'm sorry, just... Do not go back that way. Stay here.
Just stay up here.
Maybe, you know, maybe we should get back at those trees and go cut down some wood and build a little fire and have some s'mores to calm down with.
Ooh,
That's what I always do when I'm all stressed out.
Take
well,
a
dear, that is a
break.
Wonderful idea.
Oh, very good, Buzz. Come along, dear. Get out my chopping axe.
Oh, of course, dear. It's right over here in my bag. This is terrifying. I don't know if I like this place.
I think while they were picking apples, they picked some mushrooms in that down the road there.
They probably fell asleep in the poppy field over there and had some dreams,
who
nightmares.
Who knows? You know, who knows?
You know, crazy. Getting senile.
Crazy for feeling so lonely.
Yeah.
I'm getting angry.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know what the kids are saying anymore. It angers me to no end. All these...
All right, here's something else they're saying. Oh. Uh-huh. Scarecrowing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Kendall, that's the act.
You run off in different directions.
That's when you go both ways. Kendall, that's the act of playing objectionable music in order to drive an unwanted person or persons away from one's vicinity. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Well, I did this once. Back in an old apartment I had, my bed was like right by the window, outside of which was a fire escape. And the people above me were bartenders or something, because they would come home in the very middle of night and sit out on the fire escape. which was not their fault that it was like 6 inches
Airbnb
from my head.
New York-y.
They were, and it's fine, and so was I, because I was an asshole. And
you're just filling your role there.
But they would, I mean, it was, you know, like people talking as loud as we are now. Yeah. And somebody's asleep, gotta go and work and be a lawyer in the next day. But so what I would do is I would turn on really long Cher remixes. And because to me, I can go to sleep and have pleasant dreams.
And they're like, yes, we believe in love, turn it down.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, or you made him listen to our podcast at full volume.
Listen, this was like the very burgeoning days of our podcast.
And it sounded like it was on a baby monitor.
Yeah, and so, but listen, if that would happen today, you know what would be?
You know what would be on the rotation?
I'd be making fans out of enemies.
Oh, Cliff, do you know?
Do you know?
Do you know, do you know?
Where you going to?
Do you know what a wank shelter is?
Oh, I forgot where we were or what we were doing. No.
I could tell. Wank shelter, Cliff, is a safe haven to which you can go have a little private bone session with yourself without anybody disturbing you.
I'll have to think on that.
I'm not saying it. The kids are saying it, Cliff.
Oh, well, that's true. We're just reporting these facts.
I'm like Dan Rather.
No.
Kendall, have you heard of this?
I don't know.
Scarecrowism.
I thought you were going to say scarecrow, and I was like, yes, I have, actually.
No, it's unrelated.
Okay, what's scarecrowism?
Scarecrowism, it's when through no fault of your own, you end up naked and covered in glue, then accidentally stumble into a huge pile of straw, thus resembling a scarecrow.
I was going to say, is that what happens after a scarecrow bone section?
No, but you know what the loudest sound of all time is? What? Two skeletons f***ing on a tin roof. It was just a throwback for longtime listeners.
If you know what that means, then give us a call.
Tornado ass.
God.
That's when gas or wind emits from your rear end in such force that it causes a funnel-shaped wind tunnel to occur.
Oh my.
Oh my. And I've seen you do it,
Kendall. Auntie Amity.
I've seen you do it.
Well, Cliff, I got one more for you.
Okay.
Laughter words. Yes. It's a TV show, film, or situation that was not really funny, for whatever reason, but it's much funnier afterwards. Kind of like our show.
Like our show.
It's a laughter word.
you'll laugh on the way home, folks.
You'll get it. You'll get it later.
All right, finally, Kendall, for me, it's happened to me.
Happened to me.
Wizard hat.
Ooh, what's a... never mind. What's a wizard hat?
What do you think a wizard hat
I don't know. It sounds dirty.
No, it's not at all. It's perfect for the family. Bring the kids back in the car. No, Kendall, it's when you poop so much that a mound appears in the bowl and it looks like a brown wizard hat rising from the waters.
Oh, family friendly.
Kendall, everyone poops.
Didn't you read the book?
I feel like maybe I did. Well, I saw the movie.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt again, but this terrible incident.
Most bizarre thing yet has happened to us, Bowers.
More bizarre than the trees?
Believe it or not.
We were just in the forest, dear, about to chop some wood, when all of a sudden this metal man was talking to us, dear, and asking us to oil his joints.
A robot from the future, dear.
What the hell is going on? What have you guys been into?
What?
No, we've been into nothing. It was quite odd, and we oiled his joints, and he started dancing around, and he ran off along with the scarecrow.
That does sound weird.
It sounds incredibly weird.
I mean, Kendall, all of these things are so bizarre.
I don't even know. If only there was someone we could ask about all this. Oh, dear, I must go sit down. I'm going to go pour a glass of sherry, dear.
Oh, yeah. Yes, make that true, dear. Oh, my bad.
Oh, no. Come along.
Grab up and get some paper towel.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Follow Yellow Brick Road on over there. All right, Cliff, it's time for some psychic connections.
All right.
You know I love psychic connections.
I love it.
Well, good. Let's play.
All right, now get your vibrators ready. Your psychic vibrations.
I've had that out the whole time.
They're thinking, what? I can't hear you over my vibrator. Kendall, all right, here's what's going to happen.
Here we go.
Kendall, name a river.
All right.
The Nile.
Let's see if we can keep it up. Kendall, name a marine animal.
Okay. Manatee.
Sergeant Stingray.
Okay. We're a little off on that one.
All right, Kendall, name a Judy Garland movie that's not The Wizard of Oz.
I can't think of the name of it. Okay. South Pacific? not that. What was it?
Hand me a hammer. If I had a hammer, I would smash his brain.
What's the name of the movie with the trolley?
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Meet Me in St. Louis. I don't know where I got South Pacific.
Oh my God. At least you knew trolley.
Well, what was yours going
to
be?
I could name 50.
Well, which one were you about to name?
I was about to say A Star Is Born.
Oh, okay.
Kendall, name a year.
Oh God. Okay.
1943.
Of course, you went to 69.
He was 43. Kendall and Susan doing the big 43 tonight.
Well, hey, I look more like a 3, so.
Yeah. Kendall, name a donut place.
Dunkin' Donuts.
There we go.
We're back with the food.
Kendall, name a candle scent.
Grass.
Pumpkin spice. All right, finally, Kendall, our psychic vibrators have gone off the rails.
Okay.
Let's see if the batteries are worn out in our psychic vibrators.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, name a Hollywood hunk constantly snubbed by the Oscars. Jake Gyllenhaal.
I wanted to say Billy Crystal just to make you mad, but I didn't.
No.
No.
Oh, that's great.
What a great round.
Put your vibrators down.
Put them down. I hope we've eliminated rage today.
Well, hey, I think we have.
I think so.
Just laughing and having a good time, Cliff, that's really what eliminates rage.
I think so.
I mean, I had 24 pages of rage tips.
Do you have one last tip that we need to know right now?
Oh, God. Just one?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you take responsibility for your own anger?
Fuck that.
Okay, then never mind.
Never mind. Cancel that order.
All right. Repeat a happy mantra. Why don't you do that?
You repeat a happy mantra, idiot. Kendall, make hay while the sun shines. That's just an old Busheltown proverb.
Oh, is it? Well, you will not be punished for your anger. You'll be punished by your anger, Cliff.
Oh.
Huda?
Buddha!
That's what it was.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, Cliff. Well, it's time to take us home down those yellow brick roads.
All right. Well, why don't you just, like, click your heels 3 times?
Oh, that's a good idea.
A robot from the future, dear. Oh, a robot.
But he's a member of like his biker gang. It's called the Lollipop Guild. Uh-huh. Called the Lollipop, called the Lollipop, called the
Lollipop. Welcome to Dancing Away,
dear. What?
Welcome to Dancing Away, dear.
Kendall, wake up.
Hand me some food and I'll wake up.
Oh, Bauer, don't beat him senseless, Bauer.
Don't hit him so hard. He's fragile, dear.
Kendall, what are you doing? You're laying here on the ground. We got to go do a show in Monaco.
I'm sorry. I was taking a little bit of a nap. Oh, my God. I had the weirdest dream. We were in Oz, Cliff, in the Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
In Oz.
That sounds crazy.
Oh, what a bizarre happenstance.
Oh, my God. It was crazy. But you were there.
Me?
Yes, and you were there. Me?
Oh,
and you were there?
Not me.
And your bowels were there?
Oh, no.
Oh, what a crazy, crazy dream. I'm so glad it wasn't real.
All right, well, get yourself the hell up. We have to go do a show.
And I still hated Charles.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
We must be over the rainbow.
No.